Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Directed Podcast. Today's guest, Joel Baines, head of growth of Career Hackers and the editor, writer of Daily Job Hunt newsletter, an email that goes out to nearly 200,000 people every single day about mindsets for your career. Joel, welcome to Self-Directed. Excited for our conversation today.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
Yeah, for sure. So, Joel, I know that there are tons of topics that we'll probably get into at some point. Real quick, before we get started, we'd love to hear just kind of the 30-second pitch. Here's what you're doing today. Here's what, you know, Career Hackers Crash is all about. And then I want to rewind the clock.
Sounds great. Yeah, we have careerhackers.com, and that's sort of your one-stop shop for empowered careers to kind of embody this mindset of self-directed learning, of forging your own path, of learning to stand out on the job hunt and pitch your way in rather than rely on a resume or credential, focusing on value creation and permissionless mindset to say to a company, hey, I went ahead and made this for you, and show them something that's meaningful as well as something that shows your enthusiasm for that company in particular, and that strategy and mindset as a means to ultimately forge a career that helps you feel alive. So that's what we're kind of going with Career Hackers, and the Daily Job Hunt email is the morning email that I'm writing, just sending out first thing in the morning in your inbox with little mindset tips along those lines.
Awesome, man. Well, you know how I feel about sort of hacking your career and using value as a way to get your foot in the door. It's very near and dear to, you know, my heart, my own career, and sort of what we, you know, the underlying philosophy of Praxis. But I know it's also been something that has played an integral part in your own career, which has been, you know, has taken several different twists and turns. I want to rewind the clock because you definitely haven't always been doing what you're doing, but you've had several different pit stops along the way and kind of started down several different career paths. And so I want to get your kind of career journey on tape here and share that journey. You know, how did you make your start out in the real world? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, I love the title of this podcast, Self-Directed, because that's really the seed of my story, you might say, where I was in college and I was studying to become a music teacher, mm-hmm. getting a degree in music education, music, classical music. That's my first passion. And I'm still carrying out that passion of music to this day. That's more my side passion now. But I was studying to get that credential specifically to be certified to be a teacher. And so while I was in college, I started really reflecting on my philosophy of education. And that's when I really started asking a lot of questions and just being really philosophical about what is the nature of education, what is learning. And so then it was pretty early on. I didn't have everything fully fleshed out in my philosophy, but I knew that I wanted the main premise to be learning is the product of the learner, not the teacher. It's the product of that volitional agent that is the individual, right? And so I kind of had that seed planted and that interest in education, and I realized pretty quickly that the K-12 schooling system was not really aligned with that philosophy of education. And so that kind of started this journey where I got that degree, and then I ended up kind of carrying out that momentum, and I didn't really know how else to play my cards at the time, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And I went ahead and went into teaching in the school system. And I was carrying out my passion for music, but I was also realizing I didn't like the system in terms of the education standpoint. So that kind of proceeded to be the rest of my 20s was me continuing to follow my music passion and building out projects on the side, building out professional opportunities, even getting a master's degree in conducting, and kind of following that passion for music. But then in terms of more tangible, how am I going to make a living? Am I going to become a professional conductor? I decided that I wanted to do something in the realm of making an impact in education and creating those mm-hmm. new paradigms. So I was listening to all sorts of podcasts, found Praxis eventually, and kind of started soaking in all this mindset that Praxis teaches, that we're teaching now, career hackers, of the value creation mindset. And I remember the first time I heard about when Isaac Morehouse was saying you can just create a value proposition straight to a company and you can land an interview, that was this, it was sort of out of left field for me the first time I heard that. But I just kept on following those podcasts and soaking it up, and realized how much of an impact on the world this mindset can have when people are empowered to kind of go in the side door for a professional opportunity and not rely on these institutions. That we can make these institutions less relevant by empowering the individual to self-direct their own path. So that's kind of the passion that's been fueling my own story to eventually pitch my way. I was out of the school system and into my current role. So that's a window into my story.
Yeah. So there's another point. I know that, you know, several, I don't even know, probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point, even, you know, as you were kind of going through different stages in your journey with music and sort of making that next transition into tech. One of the things that I remember you doing that was very impressive is like, I'm going to blog every day. I'm going to teach myself Salesforce. I'm going to start teaching myself these different tools, and I'm going to start building out a different kind of credential for yourself, a stronger signal that's not necessarily based on, you know, school or, you know, somebody's stamp of approval, but on something that you've actually tangibly created for yourself. And I thought that was a really impressive milestone. Talk me through sort of those next steps, you know, as you made an actual pivot out of music and not just music, like something that you'd spent 20 plus years building sort of this body of work as a musician, as somebody who was, you were really far down committed to this path, and you made a pivot. Talk me through that pivot. Two things that I really love to hear too is, one, what was it that really drove your personal shift, both in terms of mindset about what you wanted in your career values, and two, like, how did you know when it was time to make a change?
Yeah, I mean, it was really sort of 2016 when I finished my master's degree and I had that conducting training that I sought out. And then I was like, okay, how am I going to take all this and put it all together in sort of these two passions I had emerging for music, as well as creating new education paradigms. And then I knew the first step was to get myself out of that path of being an academic. So I landed a high school charter school job that was reasonable for me in my value system. It wasn't something that was going to be too much of a time suck. And I knew that I could create some time on the side to start figuring out how am I going to play my cards and make that pivot. Yep. You know, I remember thinking at the time that my intentions that first year were three P's, plant, pivot, and play. Well, actually play with possibility. So four P's. I just wanted to like get myself planted, figure out, get myself grounded, take a deep breath, and then start playing around with ideas for how I could make that pivot. And so that 30-day blogging challenge is really what was a launching point, where I'd heard Isaac and TK starting to riff on that. And I was like, this sounds like it could be really transformative, and let's try it out. Because I've always tried to be the person who, when I hear good advice, I follow through on it. I don't just think about, oh yeah, someday I'll do that. But I'm going to actually follow through on it. So yeah, I did that 30-day blogging challenge, and that's really activated my creative habit to show up every single day and publish, and learned a lot about myself in terms of that vulnerability that is the creative process, putting yourself out there when you press that publish button. Learned a lot about my writing style and dialing in those writing skills. And then I just kind of kept trying to build a portfolio in the way that, you know, Praxis teaches. And then I started a podcast, and then I started my nonprofit music organization in New Orleans with that same mindset of just, can I create something every single day and build momentum? And so I kind of had that playing on the side where I was building this nonprofit because I knew I wanted to keep my music passion going, even if I was going to make another pivot into the startup world or whatnot. So I was like, okay, let me build this on my own in an entrepreneurial way. And that, of course, will help my portfolio, right?
Yeah.
If I did a Kickstarter campaign and like trying to build that signal, how can I build that digital body of work, right? So I knew that that was only going to help my bigger picture goals to build this Kickstarter campaign and show that in my portfolio. Then it was just once I kind of got that floating, then I started putting more of my attention into the bigger career change and started to learn more about the startup world and find just kind of surround myself with more people who are in the business world. And I started inviting Praxis alumni on my podcast and kind of getting into this ecosystem. And that's when I started that Salesforce course to try to just get myself immersed in a tool that, I mean, like you said, I was completely deep into one career path. And so in my background, my parents were not business owners. I was not surrounded by entrepreneurship. And so it was like a pretty fresh, cold pivot in that way. So yeah, just kind of knew that if I kept on investing in that a little bit each day, that compound effect would take place and I could keep building that momentum and eventually could break through.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's clear that, you know, that sort of approach of plant, pivot, play, you know, exploring the possibilities kind of reminds me of, I like to think about early career decisions or even in your case, like changing career decisions where you're going through this process of discovery and you're trying to find your next thing when you lack clarity. I almost think of it like you're placing bets at a roulette table and you've got sort of this set number of chips. You've got all these different tiles you could play on and you kind of got to like throw some different chips out on different things and see what hits as a way of advancing and like sort of iterating your way forward. So I like that approach. It's obvious that, you know, that approach has paid off. The compound interest is now beginning to pay dividends in sort of what you're doing now. So we'd love to hear a little bit more about, you know, what you're doing at Career Hackers today, sort of how that's going. And then we can get into some more details of sort of the mindset stuff and, you know, how people are applying that.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep on that same mindset of growing every single day. And so when I first started this role or first started working for the company, of course, we were called Crash before we were called Career Hackers. That was almost 2 years ago now. And when I first started, it was wearing a bunch of different hats, trying to do some partnerships and to, you know, with boot camps to help people land jobs with our video pitch tool. I was doing customer service on the live chat. I was doing blog posts. I was started running the podcast, and then that sort of kept evolving. And then I was doing more marketing and learning SEO and email drip campaigns. And then eventually Isaac recognized that writing this daily job hunt email newsletter is one of my strengths is the writing, you know, all the way back going back to the daily blogging challenge. That's the seed that's blossomed into what I'm doing right now, which is writing the newsletter every single day, as well as writing other content on Career Hackers. So that's my forte and I love doing that. And then I'm continuing to grow in developing new skills in building partnerships and sales and focusing more on revenue. And that's where I'm leaning into right now and is, finding those ways to build rapport with potential partners, finding ways to think from their perspectives and create proposals that are going to be really signaling to them that we're looking to create value for them, and serve them. And then all sorts of different more, I guess, tactical skills of learning how to follow up and the timing of that. I mean, there's all these subtleties in especially working remotely and doing these things on video calls and emails. And there's a lot of these subtleties. But with the sales thing in particular, there's a lot there with with also personal development, where learning to kind of clear away some of the, you know, oftentimes in our culture, we're taught that sales is not genuine or sales is not honest, you know? And so kind of learning to clear away some of these beliefs that you might have been conditioned to have about what sales is, that's been a growth process. So yeah, it's, you know, I've just found that when I focus on growth, then that's everything else can be secondary to that. And the worst case scenario, you know, I was telling you before we started recording, the worst case scenario is I learn, right? I learn by doing, and whatever the outcome ends up being, I know that I'm going to learn. So,
yeah. Awesome, man. Well, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit more about sort of the mindsets that you all are promoting through your content and sort of the brand you're building here. And I'd love to just kick it off. You know, are there any stories that come to mind of users or subscribers, people who have used the mindsets and written back in, hey, here's how I did XYZ. Here's how I landed a job. Would love to hear, you know, any of the sort of positive real world stories of that mindset played out.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some fun creative stories. There's a guy, David Andriotti, who I had on our podcast, and he's really into video production and kind of creating fun produced videos. And he's pitched some companies with these fun videos and, you know, kind of integrating in SpongeBob jokes and but also creating a specific value proposition because he was looking to pitch video marketing roles.
Yep.
And so he just did that. He proved his skill set by actually creating that creative video. I mean, there's plenty of stories of people making landing pages. You know, I'm thinking about, of course, one of the most famous stories is Charlie Hone when he pitched Tim Ferriss way back, you know, over a decade ago. And we talk a lot about doing free work. And he's sort of one of the pioneers with this value proposition mindset where he was blasting out resumes the old fashioned way back in 2008 recession climate, and yep. Then not getting any results and just decided, huh, what if I actually just created specific value for one person? And so he's able to work with people like Ramit Sethi and Tim Ferriss. But beyond that, some of those more profound or big time stories, it's really just about creating something that's personalized. And, you know, we've seen hundreds of people just shooting videos, send a video straight to a hiring manager in an email and show your face, show your interest in that company. And just the fact that you did that, even if it's not the greatest video, you're going to be standing out because most people aren't thinking that way.
Yeah. It reminds me of this story of one of my favorite marketers that I've followed through years and kind of his career trajectory. His name's Matt Epstein. He is the CMO of a company called Rippling, and way before that was the VP of growth, like first marketer on the ground of Zenefits, which ended up having the fastest growth trajectory of any company ever before in time. At that point in time, I think it's been surpassed several times since then. But he was early on in his career, wanted to work for Google, and he spent like a few thousand dollars renting out this place, having a really like professional video that he had done, but it was complete satire. It was like him as in like this like early 1900s outfit, like drinking whiskey and being kind of funny. And it was all directly to Google. Why should they hire him? I don't think he ended up getting the job at Google, but this video went viral and he got hundreds of job offers or interviews from it, and ultimately went on to, you know, he was the CMO, led the growth of, you know, the fastest growing SaaS company in Silicon Valley. And then again, with Rippling, has been very successful. But I love stories like that of people who have taken a more creative, self-directed approach. They've thought outside of the box, and like, you just never know where that's going to take you. I think it, one of the things I like about it is it creates such a big window of opportunity for serendipity to do you favors, as opposed to just like passively waiting and hoping somebody picks you at the school dance. You've now kind of like created this much, you've increased the surface area of, you know, yourself and the ability for other people to come across you. So Anyway, what are some of your some of your favorite tips or recommendations? You know, you got somebody that's new to the job hunt. They're early on in their career. They're starting out, and they are trying to figure out how to go, you know, get their foot in the door at a company. What are some of the things you would, tell them to do?
Yeah, I mean, first step is to take action and have a bias towards action, and kind of take that mindset I mentioned earlier of just make a little bit of progress each day and build momentum. When you have that mindset of I'm going to do at least one thing each day, then that's going to compound. And like I said, I basically was starting from scratch. I didn't know anything about business or whatnot, basically nothing about the startup world. And then it just kind of blossomed over time. So figure out what's the first thing you can do and then start doing it. And then you'll know later what the next thing you're going to do is. So avoid that analysis paralysis and then figure out what you're curious about, right? Like, is there a certain problem that you want to see solved in the world? You know, I wrote, I think it was last week, I wrote a newsletter and the subject line was, "Are you mad enough?" And it was asking people to introspect on what it is that makes you mad in the world in terms of the problems you're seeing. And there's not really a shortage of those, right? So like figure out what you're so mad about that you want to go do something about in a creative, constructive way to channel that. And then maybe there's a company that's already solving that problem, right? So figure out what you're curious about and maybe not necessarily passionate, right? Because passion can be overwhelming. I follow my passion right away. But just kind of start playing around and take action every single day. And maybe you want to start building out your portfolio. Maybe you want to learn some new skills. Maybe you're finding yourself curious about marketing. You're finding yourself curious about coding. Or maybe you have a hunch that coding is for you, but you've never really done it. Well, do a challenge. Do a learn to code for 30 days challenge. And there's so many different courses you can take. I mean, it's just up the wazoo and opportunities out there on the World Wide Web. If you just choose to create that frame of I'm going to do the next 30 days learning to code, maybe blogging about what I'm learning to prove and that growth mindset and add to your portfolio in that way. And then you'll see what happens 30 days from now. So focus in on the current, what's in front of you, what you can do today, and avoid getting caught up in your big plan. And you'll if you always take that next step, you'll know what the next step is going to be, right? And then beyond that, just thinking about specific companies that you might want to pitch, you know, and don't be afraid to just do that. I think if I were to go back, I would have started pitching earlier. I was actually getting in a little bit of a preparation mindset when I started my career pivot of I need to first do this portfolio building and do make sure this is up to par and build this skill. But really, if you now that I'm on the other side of it, I really just see how rare it is to send those video pitches and how special people feel when they receive a custom pitch. When I've received custom pitches and it's like, oh, you made this just for our company? Whoa. Like if you recognize how special people feel when they receive those, you realize how powerful this pitching mindset is. So even if you don't think you're quite qualified for something, it can't hurt to put together a little value proposition and just send it out. And you're going to get a lot of confidence from the fact that you had the boldness in the first place to send it out.
Awesome, man. Definitely some great pointers there. If you're on the job hunt, go check out careerhackers.com for more mindset tips, more actual tactical suggestions on how to go about that job hunt. Joel, thanks for joining us on this episode of Self-Directed. Want to close it out. Where should people go other than Career Hackers? Any resources that you'd recommend from the website that you'd like to direct people to?
Yeah, I'll just highlight the fact that the website has a plethora of resources. We have all these blog posts in different categories of mindset, portfolio building, crushing the interview, and also top tools, top coaches, top boot camps. We're really trying to create, and we're just getting started trying to create this one-stop shop of a robust library of content and resources. So you can you can really feel empowered. So definitely check it out. And really appreciate you having me on the show, Mitchell.
Yeah, of course. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to catch up. And for our listeners out there, thanks again for checking out this episode of Self-Directed Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment below. Let us know what you thought about this episode or recommendations for new content. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform or Apple iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and we'll be back again soon. Thanks as always for listening.